Hey, April Bear here. We have something a little different for you today. It's a story from one of our producers that will have you walking down memory lane. This is a Stateside Extra. Enjoy.
Imagine the perfect video store. It would have a great selection, right?
Do you remember Friday nights at the video store, trying to get everyone on board with one movie to pick? Or maybe relishing your very own pick and a snack for the night, all to yourself. All those rows and rows of viewing possibilities. It was awesome.
There's one near you.
Blockbuster Video. Wow, what a difference.
And then, poof, they were all gone. Blockbuster Video, once the nation's leading video rental chain, closed all of its corporately owned stores in 2014. Family Video then became the last major chain standing. And in 2021, it too shuttered all 250 or so stores remaining. Over 50 of them were in Michigan. It's not hard to see why the video rental store industry collapsed. Streaming services are what people use now. But even so, you can still check out DVDs from libraries, and there are a few mom-and-pop rental stores that have survived over the years. Producer Rachel Ishikawa was feeling nostalgic for the days of going for video rentals and found one of the last remaining stores in Michigan. Today she takes us to Video Exclusive in Dearborn Heights, a store open for 30 years that has found ways to evolve and survive. Just a note, there is a bit of salty language coming up. It is an entertainment shop, after all. Here's Rachel.
Tell me if this sounds familiar in your home. You turn on Netflix or Hulu or some other streaming service, and you just start scrolling through title after title, and maybe you find that you're searching for something to watch more than you're actually watching the thing.
I click through for maybe 3 hours. I'm scrolling trying to find anything to watch, and that's the problem.
That's Tina Galindo. She's the manager of Video Exclusive. And this problem that she's talking about, the paradox of choice, is something that Tina sees resolved at her store.
You just want to come in and just look through, you know, you see that cover and you're like, I need to see this movie, just like when you were younger, you know, and I don't know, to me it's fun.
Video Exclusive feels nostalgic and familiar. The sign on the outside of the building has big yellow and blue block lettering. There's a mailbox slot on the face of the building for you to return your movies. And inside, there's blue low pile carpet, paneled ceilings, fluorescent lights. It all feels transporting. Tina hears the same thing a lot when people come into the store.
Oh my God, you guys are still open. Yes, we're still around, you know.
And to be honest, it is kind of surprising. Video Exclusive is now one of the few stores left in the state. Tina says they get people coming in from all around Michigan, even from Ohio and Canada. And you can get a sense of why people make that trek by just going there yourself. A U-shaped counter wraps around the front of the store. It's lined with candies, the kind that are in boxes. You know, Goobers, Snow Caps, Junior Mints. And there's, of course, movies. Rows and rows of them arranged neatly on white shelves.
This is the main floor. Everything's separated by category. So we've got old Blu-rays here. This is our mystery suspense.
That's CJ Patterson. He's worked at Video Exclusive for 10 years, so he's seen many titles come through the door. Cinematic must-sees, the blockbusters, cult classics, and some lesser-known oddball stuff.
You get some goofy, fun stuff like Butt Boy. This movie is insane. It's also a ton of fun.
What could that possibly be about?
So it's about a detective who's investigating these missing children and about the man who's shoving them up his butt. Yup, it's insane. And it plays it totally straight. It works really well.
We need to take a break. Back in just a minute.
Support for Michigan Public's Stateside podcast comes from Lake Trust Credit Union, working to empower financial well-being for Michigan consumers, businesses, and communities. Committed to financial solutions and advice to support people and families. More information at laketrust.org.
Support for the Stateside podcast comes from Kalamazoo College, offering a personalized education that combines critical thinking, curiosity, and creativity. Committed to preparing students for meaningful careers that make a positive impact on the world. More at kzoo.edu.
as you might expect, this mom-and-pop shop has found niche markets and carries products tailored to special interests.
Over here, we've got our special interest section, which is mostly live entertainment. Got concerts, stand-up comedy. We have a whole lot of wrestling.
Wow.
This is a popular one. A lot of people are drawn to it. I think it reminds them of video stores when they were kids because you'd have the wrestling tapes.
Yeah.
A lot of people watched it growing up, so.
There's anime, TV shows, family movies, new releases, new movies to the store, and of course, horror.
This movie right here, Mr. Jingles, was shot in Michigan. It actually rents fairly often.
Because it's Michigan?
I think because it's got a clown on it. Honestly, scary clowns rent, man.
The movies on shelves closest to the windows are sun-bleached. The covers are now all wispy and light. We walk around the whole store until we get to the back wall.
Did you want to see the back?
Is the back the adult?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
The adult section is separated from the rest of the store by a makeshift wall. And no, there's no saloon doors, just two red curtain panels.
We do get people who don't even know we have back rooms. If you look from up front, because of the lights, it doesn't look, it looks like a wall.
It really does.
Yeah, exactly.
But
so
it's
it is
like
kind of low key.
Half the size of the rest of the store, it looks like.
Absolutely. And I, at least half the inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all new release.
Whereas the front of the store is arranged in orderly, paralleling aisles, the back room is different. It's orderly, but maze-like. Walls of DVDs are arranged to reduce sightliness and create alcoves, maybe to give a sense of privacy. Tina, the manager, told me that the adult section has always been an important part of Video Exclusive's revenue. But now, it is the moneymaker. They started selling sex toys. The extra money helps.
Starting here to the corner is a bunch of accessories, toys.
Tina told me that the business is about 60% backroom revenue and 40% front.
It is, that's why we're still open, honestly. Very loyal customer base, and they spend money.
Maybe you're like me, and surprised that people would go in person to buy and rent pornography. The internet and streaming changed not only the traditional film industry, it also gave easy access to porn. But CJ says some customers see it differently.
Online, they're worried, like, someone's going to track them. They put their information out there, might come back on them. No one's connected to the video store, so.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's still old school in a way that it feels, I think, a little safer for some customers.
Mm-hmm.
Video Exclusive banks on that old school way, even in the front room. Out front, Tina told me that some customers don't have internet because it's too expensive. Others don't subscribe to streaming services for the same reason. And it's cheaper to rent at Video Exclusive than it is to do so online. Movie rentals at Tina's store are $3 for new releases and $2 for older ones. For now, the store is doing fine. They've made several cuts to staffing. There are 4 employees now who work long hours. But the store is staying afloat.
To be able to keep the video store open, it means everything to me. Like, from being little and growing up, movies have always meant everything to me. So going from working at movie theaters to then working here, you know, they've always been a part of my life and a part of what I live and breathe. So yeah, I keep the store open and I try to do everything that there is in my power to keep it going.
Before leaving, I looked around at some DVDs that they had for sale.
I kind of want to just peruse a little bit some of these, if that's cool.
Thinking that maybe I could pick something up, maybe something with a clown on the front. But I left empty-handed. I don't even have a DVD player anymore. DVD sales have fallen off of a cliff over the past 10 or 15 years. But at Video Exclusive, they found there's still a market for people who want to rent and buy videos, the old school way. For Stateside, I'm Rachel Ishikawa.
And that's the Stateside Podcast for today. I'm April Baer. When you're ready for more listens, we invite you to come and visit us at michiganradio.org. And while you're there, you can find full episodes of Stateside that you can stream anytime. Today's podcast was produced by Rachel Ishikawa. Other producers on our show are Mike Blank, Ronia Cabansag, Mercedes Mejia, and April Van Buren. Our executive producer is Laura Weber Davis. Music for the pod comes from Blue Dot Sessions. Thank you for listening, and we hope you're having a good day today. See you later.